Veronica Alvarado, ALVARADO, Veronica, 5/21/25, 2/13/76. 49-year-old woman, married, one child, works for the school system, comes in complaining of dizziness and headache, period. The paragraph, the headache comes before the dizziness. She doesn't have any at this time, but she gets blurred vision, and then she develops the symptoms, period. In the paragraph, she's never had any migraine headaches, period. She's never had any CT of her head, period. She has had a lot of allergies and has had no nausea or vomiting. Movement of the head does not reproduce the issue. Medical problems, hypothyroidism. Medication level of thyroxine, 110 mcg once a day, Zyrtec 10 milligram a day. Next number is her last TSH was about a month ago. We're going to get the records. COVID immunizations up to date, allergy none. Medical problems, hypothyroidism, and issues with sinuses, surgery, no recent surgery, social, no smoking, no drinking, lives with her husband, has one child, family history, positive for hypothyroidism. On exam, 214 pounds, 97%, 98.1, 2068, 146 over 80, heart positive, swamp positive, still lungs, lungs clear, abdomen soft, x-ray, JVD, skin shows, no rash, TMs are blunted with what looks like evidence of... we're going to give her a couple of seconds, don't go. They're blunted, and it shows evidence of a fluid behind the tympanic membrane. Number one, headache. Number two, dizziness. Number three, no clear-cut sign of migraine headaches. Next one is possible sinusitis. Next one is allergic rhinitis, maybe causing sinusitis. Next one is she deserves a CT of the head. Next one is blood work was done a month ago. Next one is get a copy of the blood work. Next time is that one time her A1C was elevated, but she was able to reduce the A1C by just diet and exercise. Next time is EKG within normal limits. Next time is last A1C was 5.6. Next number, we talked about GLP-1 agonist. Next time I'm going to give her a number of a person that can get some GLP-1, get her weight down. Next time is fatty liver. Next time is carotid ultrasound is normal. Next time is echocardiogram is normal. Next time is EKG is normal. Next time is get a copy of the blood work. Next number. Thyroid ultrasound looks normal. Next one is lower extremity shows no dimer clubbing or cyanosis. No evidence of DVT or PVD. Next one is echocardiogram with a normal symptom of dizziness. Next one is return next week. Thank you.